Triple M Footy lives on listener. Replays, interviews, and the only place to catch every Triple M Footy call. Oh!
Doesn't get better than this.
Triple M rocks footy.
Okay. Now, with our little young ones doing the under-fives Easter egg dash at the moment, Steve Jacko Jackson's joining us in our studio. We'll get to footy tips in a second. Jacko, any results for the mayoral race?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. It is official. It is official. I run second. Yeah.
But
done, dusted. But you know what, mate? It's been a big effort over the last 8 months. My team, I like to thank my team. They were just fantastic. It was an amazing campaign. We were out there. We put our face in front of everyone. We ran out. We reached out to a lot of people in Mackay. And, but just didn't get across the line. Four of my team actually are in the top 10 with councillors. So I'm so happy for them.
You've got to be proud of that too. Like, it's a very, I think the race, it was very close.
Yeah, you've done an outstanding job.
Very close.
Yeah, but still no cigar. You know, no cigar. That's
well, you're an ex-Western Suburbs Magpie at one stage, so you should be used to losing.
Oh, my God. That's rich coming from you, New South Wales.
Hey, I was a Magpies fan.
Wow. Wow,
I'm almost in tears here, and you're just chucking jokes like that at me. Oh, fair dinkum.
Look,
I don't regret 1 minute of it.
No.
Yeah. I woke up a couple of Sundays ago and I said, geez, I won't be doing this again. And but now, a week and a half later after the election, I'm going, you know what? I'm going to do some research, more research. I'll walk in another 3.5 years and I'll be a lot more prepared. Because it only started 8 months ago. I didn't know too much about anything about the political local government scene. And but now I've just gained so much just in 8 months. Imagine what we're going to do in another 3.5 years. So, yeah, look, I'm going to have another chop at it, definitely.
Will you still keep the chicken shop if you're mayor?
Oh,
in 3 years' time?
Well, we'll just wait. See, that might be gone by then. Who knows? I'll go back into my real estate. My life doesn't change for me now. I just keep doing what I've always done. Come into the radio station on a Thursday morning, do the footy tips, have jokes with you, sell some dead chickens.
That was the second question. Are you still going to do the tips with us?
Oh, of course, because that's what we're here to chat about right now.
I love having a chat. Yeah, so like I said, my life doesn't change. Good. And I did close the Mount Pleasant shop down. My Caneland shop, it's thriving over there at the moment. We're just about to do it up. We're going to do a refurb on it. Might get a refrigerated vehicle and start sending some chickens out west. So, yeah, I'm just going to go harder than what I was doing before.
Good.
That's all I'm doing.
All right, nice. Let's get to the tips, what we're actually doing.
I don't stay down too long there, Jay.
Look, it is round four of the NRL. Kicks off tonight. The Roosters and the Panthers. I would actually say that's the game of the round.
I think so too. Panthers, they've been so consistent. They always are, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get with the Panthers. The Roosters, wow, they're traveling very well. I've actually gone the Roosters against the Panthers this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you only got two last week. So what you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, you only got four you as well. Say so don't try and rub it in.
Well, that's double what you got. That's double.
You gave him a swipe, so he can give you a swipe. I got four like you last week too, Jacko. So,
yeah.
Okay.
that's fine.
So these two sides are both consistent right over the park.
Yeah.
You know, you can't pick a bad player in their side. And they play at 100 mile an hour. So that would be a fantastic game. What about the Bronx and the Cows?
Cowboys, you have to pick the Cowboys. Tell you what, how strong are they playing at the moment? We've had Kyle Felt on the show the last few weeks on the Friday mornings, and even he said that they're just feeling better this year. So.
They're so fit.
Yeah.
They're so fit. And the speed of their play the ball. Everything about rugby league is that play the ball. Is where the tackles just happened.
Yeah.
The speed of the play of the ball is the secret to any... Oh, I know defence is always huge. We always talk about defence.
Yeah.
But you watch the speed of the Cowboys play the ball. They are 100. They leave players, the defenders, on the ground. And when that happens, the game is so fast these days, they just can't catch up. So that's what the Cowboys are fit. They've been running up Castle Hill.
Yeah, not only that.
Well, Castle Hill.
Absolutely, yeah.
Castle Hill or Castle Hill?
It's Castle.
Oh, I say Castle.
Yeah, I say Castle.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's why people thought I was a Kiwi at one stage. You're a Kiwi. When I was down south, like, you're a Kiwi. I said, no, I'm a North Queenslander.
Same thing.
So is it Mackay or Mackay?
Mackay.
Well, it's Mackay because we spoke to the granddaughter of John Mackay.
Right.
Oh, the great-granddaughter.
Yeah, and she said it was Mackay.
Well, I shouldn't start this argument again.
No, it's not, Jacko. Hey, if you want to see the rest of Jacko's tips today, we'll put them on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. Jacko, good to see you as always, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, boys.